Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to today's evening. And I also welcome everyone who is watching us on the webcast. And it's a nice, interesting question for me to think when I was asked that I would be interviewing Piri Sudesh. And the question was, what would be the topic? And to my ease, it was said, an evening with Piri Sudesh. So what would it be? An evening of stories, an evening of joy, sweetness, and lot of wisdom. Welcome, Didi.
Thank you.
And so, I have lot of questions, and I thought where to start. There would be so many questions, and so the easy way for me was for you to pick a question. So I prepared all my questions here, and how this goes is, you pick your question and Baba will use you to delight us with the wisdom that channels through you. But also you get an opportunity to pick the next question and we will play around and see what goes on. So
I think it is good we involve them, yes, and let one of them can okay. put up the question and then I answer it.
Okay.
Yes.
So who goes
next? Maybe perhaps that is what is their question.
So who's the one to speak in? Brothers first? Okay.
Anyone can pick up the question.
Yes. So, let's begin.
Yeah. Can.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. So, the question is on the aspect of balance.
The question is?
On the aspect of balance. Balance.
Mm, sir.
It is said that a Rajyogi life is a balanced life. To balance our inner world and the interaction with the world outside. To be able to balance between going into silence and coming into action. And many such balances. How do we balance? Especially when it comes to the four subjects, how much to get into Gyan, how much to come into Yoga, how much to bring it into service. Majority of times there's a balancing act going on, most of the times wrong. Too much of Yoga, less service, too much of service, less Yoga. How do we balance that? What is balance for you?
Balance is based actually, balance means when the wavering stops, the needle stops wavering, or the pair of scale comes to still and the equal values. And when that balance is there, it's stillness, it's fullness, satisfaction. It means that we are very clearly, I can see myself, I am satisfied and others are also satisfied. So we balance, there is actually the balance of not two things. It is the balance of four subjects, not only just remembrance and action. It is actually remembrance for the self and also actually giving the donation of remembrance to others. It is to stay in silence, experience it, and then share it what you have experienced it. So in other words, it is the balance of four subjects. And this four subject is our vision, our aim for perfection. So when I am actually only thinking, remembering myself that I am a soul and I am not having connection with my own quality. Now soul is there, but souls become powerful, valuable only when its values are being enacted. When these values are enacted, it is satisfaction. And not only satisfaction for myself, It is action that is giving satisfaction to others as well. Now, in order to bring this action powerful, I need to have connection with the Supreme Soul. Then without speaking, my action is speaking. That is still then, that there's no need to balance with speech. It's balanced with satisfaction. So it means when I'm outside performing actions, I'm aware that I am performing as I am a soul, I'm expressing through the body, but I, the soul, am acting. What I'm expressing is the qualities. How I should feel the power in myself with yoga. Performing actions, then I have to remain detached from that action. So it does not tie me. It does not disturb me. It does not create me egocentric. So then that result is actually balanced and blissful. It's just like a swing. You begin to swing in the super swing, a super sense of joy. Then you are in action, but you are not fluctuating. We say the person is swinging, nobody says he's fluctuating, going up and down. The more you go up, equally balanced you are coming
that
down.
They are enjoying also.
Yeah. So you are performing action outside, but you are connection inside, outside and inside. You go up, bring power from Baba, and perform that action. That Karan Karamanhar is making it happen. So I would not get tired then. So then it is the proof of this is that there is inner satisfaction for myself, that what I'm doing is doing with the right connection. So this brings balance, is bliss then. When balance brings proof of balance is that it is not only satisfaction, but it is a blessing from others and bliss for the self. I have to check in this way.
And I think that's why bliss is in the middle of the spectrum of the seven values.
Yeah. But sometimes we think, I need to have balance. Only we see, I am that present time, how many hours I action and how many hours I remember. It is not the balance, it's not the equal value. Action is gross. You need to express yourself, you give more time. But the value, for example, I get 2 kilo vegetable. I don't put 2 kilos weight of notes. How much is the money, the value of the money? So I can give 50 euro note, 50 pounds note, and I get 50 kilo note. It's value is different. So I value when in my action, value is put in it, power is put in it. Then it is satisfaction. So this I have to check. Is my action powerful? Is my action connected with Baba? And is my action benevolent for myself and others?
Didi, when you say about checking, most of the times, at least for me, it is easy to check when I start measuring what I am doing and what Baba is saying in the Murli. And Baba often says 8 hours work, 8 hours yoga, 8 hours then your daily course. But I haven't been able to do it. 8 hours of work seems very little, especially in the times when we live, where there are 6 Zoom calls sometimes, and then where time goes, you don't know, and that 8 hours stretches up to 12 hours, and sometimes even more, and I'm sure many who are listening might have experienced this. So, where do we draw that line, and how do we draw that line?
It's not the time. Okay. It is the connection when I'm doing action. If I have loveful remembrance, at that time power is not needed, only connection is needed. Time is not needed, connection is needed. And so when I have time, less time, but this inner connection is with Baba, in less time,
I can do more.
With determination, with enthusiasm, with confidence, I do more. With doubt, I don't do anything. With fear, I won't do anything. With insecurity, I won't do anything, though I'm doing everything. So dharana is needed. So this is why it is It's understanding of the action, what I'm doing. Yoga power with Baba. Then doing it, detached observer, whether it is right, I am not possessive and I am not careless, but at the same time I am honest and performing action. Mm. And then it is result is satisfaction, balance is there.
So, I mean, when you say specifically, it sounds very easy. Mm. How did you make it so easy? Maybe if you can share a story of yours where maybe you were at this phase where you have to struggle to bring that balance, but you achieved it. Can you explain it?
Yeah, it is because we know that we have to reach perfection, there's not satisfaction yet. Mm-hmm. I remember I said to Mama, I am making full attention to my what I have to do. But I see I'm not making so much, there's not satisfaction in me because I see the others are making much more better than me. And Mama said, but I said, I have not achieved satisfaction or I have not changed, I said, but I want to bring change in me because the satisfaction is a state of total change. And Mama said, you have not changed. I said, Mister, what I want, I have not changed. So, because Mama asked few questions, now if you are asked to do something against our spiritual laws, would you do it? I said, no, I am determined, I have made clear that this is what my decision. Small, small questions were there, but they were connected with our spiritual laws and dharana. I said, no, this is clear, I'm determined in this, either in food or going out, means influenced by others. And she said, the reason is that you are comparing yourself with others. Mm. You look at your own speed. You compare with your own self, where you started. Mm. And she gave me the example, if you are going on four-story building, so where you started? You started and you are actually climbed up two stories. Mm. Now you stand up there and look at where you started. Mm. Happiness is not there, satisfaction is not there, because you are thinking, oh, others are high. Mm. But start where you started, see what you have achieved. When you have what you have achieved, your heart, gratitude for Baba. When you have not achieved, you are not becoming soul conscious, neither you are getting power from Baba. So stand at the second floor and look at the, you have to reach on the fourth floor. So ego will not come. Mm-hmm. Careless will not be there. And so it's a balance. It's a balance what you have achieved and what energy you have to put in on it. So it means the both ways. Then this is how Mama replied me with this.
And you asked this question, I'm sure Mama left body 1965, you asked this question before that and you were already thinking about perfection.
So I know, I'm working on it, but as it is, it's not only becoming free from the present situation, but it is a question of the past, that I do not know how much is the credit I have to pay. So I have to continue to work on it, but with great joy. That lightness comes, easiness is there. Because I don't remember, I don't have my file. It's automatically going on. Mm. So if I begin to think, I don't even remember from the past life. And for that I have to work in the present. Because it's unknown and yet very well known through my transformation of my nature, my behavior, my vision, my relationship with others. Through that I know that yes, I am improving.
So, if I have to summarize, I'm sure everybody would be summarizing what you are taking from this, but for me it is that whatever I have been able to achieve, let me appreciate that, have gratitude for Baba, and that will help me to have the right necessary amount of fuel to go further.
Yeah. So that is what it then when you are performing action, it's a balance. Mm. The energy which you have received, you are putting that in action. then you are not doing yourself alone. It's the balance, it's the value, as which I said, that you get the vegetable, you don't put that many notes of the weight. Mm. It is the value what you are putting it. So Baba's value is there. Mm. So that makes you easy, that makes you light. You are able to do much more than what you wanted to do.
Oh. Mm. Thank you. Yeah. So, next question.
Okay, you can put a picture of yourself there.
Maybe you can pick one. Want me to read it?
You better to read it for yourself.
Yeah, because they are very beautiful handwriting. Mm. So, the aspect of silence. And yes, very soon we are going to visit a very special January. So I think this is a very opportune question. Some say silence is medicine. For some, it's a bitter tasting medicine. Sometimes silence becomes space to all answers. And sometimes it shows many questions that we don't want to look into. Sometimes silence is magical, and for some, it becomes a miserable time. Mm. So, what is real silence?
Silence is when my mind, my intellect, and my spiritual power, that is my sanskaras, are in harmony. Mm. That's full silence. Because that is perfect soul consciousness. So when I'm meditating, of course, my thoughts are there. Because it is the thought we start with. Meditation is not just to control the mind or make the mind kneel. Meditation is training the mind. The art of thinking, the art of communication with Baba, the art of seeing yourself, which kind of thoughts I'm going through. So then that is the beginning. Then meditation, when intellect is understanding what kind of thought I'm there, and I have then yoga of the intellect with Baba. Now the intellect is connected with Baba. Then the point of knowledge or direction that I know that this is right, putting a full stop to that thought or changing that thought with that right understanding, using the knowledge, not only thought, but using knowledge. The power of knowledge, not only light, but light using might, with using the quality, not only just seeing it and showing it. And then with this quality, you begin to experience, focus on it, focusing on it, concentration on it, believing in it, faith in it that this is that what I am. You am child of God. I am child of the Almighty. I am the embodiment. This is what my personality. You hold on to it. It means your sanskara is in it, feeling. You created the mind vessel, you put the light of knowledge, and you put the quality in it. And then it is this, in this way, you are making yourself, this is called concentration. Mm-hmm. Focused on it, go into depth in it, and enjoy it. That's silence.
When you came into Gyan, you must have also come across the stories of Karachi, where Baba put the entire group to go into silence bhatti, and they would not speak to one another for many days. Mm. They would simply write in little notebooks and show people, this is what I want, this is what you need, and things like that. What kind of silence practice did you make in your initial days?
So, in fact, that is the silence to create the atmosphere and control the speech. One aspect. So where it is, there is unnecessary thought, unnecessary speech, unnecessary conversation. So where time is wasted, confusion is created, misunderstanding takes place. So that is a kind of discipline. That is not silence. Mm. That is actually the effort to become silent. Mm. And so then, this is also we practiced. When we came in knowledge, Baba said, eat in silence. Keep, especially at that time, eat in silence, because it was the time when you used to give courses, Murli reading, people coming, you have to answer, certainly answer the telephone. It was not the silence of this, but silence. And so I started actually practicing, when I'm eating, what thoughts are in my mind? If my mind went somewhere else? We had a competition amongst Dada Anand Kishore was with me in Jaipur at that time. And we had to check. It was like competition, kind of sharing the experience with each other. That did I stay in silence? So when in silence, why what is not going in the mind? Actually, I'm eating with Baba. Baba is with me. So when you are eating with this consciousness, then waste thoughts are not coming. And Baba, you are feeding me. How lucky I am. So it is, in fact, it is, mind is silenced from the crowd from the outside. And this is actually in Baba's remembrance eating. Remembrance doesn't mean I am a dot, I am bodiless soul. No, it is remembering my original quality, my original nature, and my relationship with Baba. So in that, there were no other thought at all, and enjoying the thought. So it is mind is silenced, we make inquiry. Noise is not there anymore. Questions are not there anymore.
There's more music in the mind.
Yes.
The kind of music I would like to play. And not the kind of music that's forced on me.
No.
So it's like a preparation.
Chaitanya, you're missing the mind.
Oh, thank you. Silence. Thank you so much.
So you begin to enjoy. And so in that way it was, because silence, Baba, does not mean you make the mind nil. Thoughts are still coming. As Baba says, positive thoughts are there, powerful thoughts are there. But it creates the atmosphere that here you don't have any questions anymore in the mind. You are enjoying food, but with Baba. So it's still happiness.
And who won in that competition?
Yeah, but each one, that he has to know. It was just encouragement for each other to see if any other thoughts are coming.
So do you have some such games for us also?
Yeah. Sometimes it was different experience was there, but mainly it was the joyful. And one time, because we were practicing this, a phone call came. And because we had very firm that in silence we don't have to speak. It was not so easy that to get phone call at that time in 1958. This is 1958, 1959. Didiji were there in Delhi. And I told that person, now Didi is in silence, she is eating food, now she will not pick up the phone. So I went and told Didi, after she finished her food, Didi, there was a phone call, but I told that brother, you are in silence eating and you would not. And it was so difficult to get the call at that time. And Didi said, you should have told me, so I could at least say hello to her. And then listen to him, and then I gave after reply. Now you created more tension in that person.
And so much of work for him to try again.
So instead of giving him satisfaction, so you could just give me, tell him that there was a phone, then I can listen him and I can say I reply him later.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this experience, I could say that one of the benefits of having a more silent mind is that I would be able to see what is the need at that particular moment,
Actually, silence is not just not. There is the silence. Real silence is when you are experience bliss in it. This is different silence. I'm still speaking about that intellect is not interfering, your sanskaras are not interfering, your other influence. This is a different stage of silence. Real silence is where you are, there is a stillness, this deep inside, like the ocean. This silence I'm speaking is like swimming in the ocean. But real silence is you're diving in the ocean. So you are experiencing one of the power from Baba. Either you are experiencing love, either you are experiencing bliss, or you are experiencing power. That is silence. That is real silence. Because this purity, where it is influence is not there, the soul world is silent. And so that experience is that your pure, the feeling is, this is my personal experience in this way, that you feel these two qualities. This I feel very much in meditation, not necessarily in action all the time, but in meditation. I am a pure and peaceful soul. These two powers, purity and peace, believing this is my real nature, and I am switching on these two powers in soul consciousness. That is wonderful experience. It is stillness, at the same time it is fullness, and at the same time you are not thinking I'm a loveful soul or Baba is loveful. But the power of this is so much bliss inside that you feel that the fountain is opened. And that truth brings bliss. Because the energy level changes. That is silence. The silence of the soul world. The silence of purity. Then the other is peaceful state of mind. Silence, there's difference between first you are making the effort to be peaceful, to be knowledgeful, to be loveful. And this stage is pure and powerful.
So the first stage is swimming and then you prepare yourself to go deeper.
Yeah,
right. Dive in.
Right. Means you are going deep in. It's like a natural concentration. You are not focusing on concentration. It's natural solitude. This is called introspection. You go inside within your original personality, which is in action, it is not necessarily there, but in soul conscious it is there. And so believing that this is what it is, it is me, in me, and this is me, not in me, at this moment, let me enjoy it. Yes. Maybe after meditation finished, it's not in action, but the power that works, that is in action, then it helps us as well. That joy remains, that stability remains, that desire detached, observe. Quality changes, but still it is meditation in action. Yani action in yoga. Instead of calling it silent meditation, it becomes balanced. In action, these qualities are working. And this is how Baba did it. Baba practically demonstrated it.
Do you remember when Baba was in his last days? Because January is also coming and we do read a lot and hear a lot about Baba's experiences of. So what are your experience of experiencing this stillness from Baba in his practical life?
So it was actually the Amrit Vela, Baba's meditation. Baba used to conduct meditation at Amrit Vela. And some core of Baba is conducting this. And then when he stand finishing, Baba would stand his hand behind one of the photograph this. And at that time, from Baba's this vibration, so like a lighthouse is moving. Everybody felt Baba is giving drishti to me. But in fact, it is when he's moving this, now we have a photograph of that. Mm-hmm. That whoever is looking at, looks at Baba is giving me drishti. But that time from Baba's living form, it was not a picture. It was that vibrations that you felt that Baba is focusing on me. And you feel that. And then Baba will go and stand outside. It's Amrit Vela after Amrit Vela. We are near where Bhai's office in Pandavan is there. That because the raised platform. Mm-hmm. And Baba would stand there. And then he would give, all of us would come. And that time, from Baba was a power of love. We felt that we are all becoming gather around Baba's neck. One row, second row, third row, four row.
Mm.
And it became just like a necklace around Baba. The love emerged from this powerful drishti. And then Baba's words were, the father, the son of knowledge, the mother, the moon of knowledge, says good morning to the morning stars,
wow,
shining stars. And then Baba will gradually grow and go in his room. And it was the feeling, the energy is coming from here, touching our heart, and we are also going with Baba in Baba's room. It's like a magnetic energy. So Baba's energy was more. While mine, in ourselves, it is when we are meditating, we feel different. When we are in action, it is different. But the quality still works in action. That's what it is.
Thank you, Didi, for sharing. That was like trans. We all got transported. Then I am sure we all were experiencing this.
Mm.
When you were explaining how Baba would stand there, give drishti, I could see myself.
Mm.
Thank you for taking us in that time.
Yeah.
Can I take another question? Oh, so this question is on the aspect of effort making. Effort making, then there is intense effort making, and then there is effortlessness.
I have not, because of you have not spoken.
One is effort making. Effort making. Then there is intense effort making.
Intense effort making. And there is a effortlessness. How to make effort making easy? Living and enjoying it. Okay.
Loving and I love my effort making and I also enjoy it.
Yeah. So in fact, when we think it's effort, there's no effort. The word effort itself is that I have to do something extra. It is, the word is purusharatha.
Hmm.
Effort means I have to give something to someone. But I don't have to give anything to anyone. I am getting my own self what I am doing. It is purusharatha. It means for the meaningful, for the benefit of my own self. That is called purusharatha. And purusharatha is soul consciousness. And soul consciousness means really believing that when I am conscious, my qualities will work. When I am not conscious and I am having doubt, then my quality will not work.
Mm.
But I believe this is my quality, this is godly gift. I am child of God, godly qualities are there. That consciousness is natural effort. But I don't experience peace. I don't experience God's love. I'm blocking myself because I'm not recognizing what Baba is giving. I'm expecting something else, focusing on something else and trying to get something else. That becomes effort. For example, we think, I don't experience God's love. And he's pouring every day love, buckets and buckets of love. I think love means something gross, like emotional love. The love that we have the measurement with worldly love. There's no measurement of the worldly love with godly love. And love means care. Love means sustenance. Love means paying attention. Love means sustenance, means giving power, energy. And that is He's giving us through three relationships, main. In every relationship is love, and that comes through knowledge. In the packet of knowledge, love is filled in it. And I don't see in knowledge love. I think intellectually knowledge. And this is why I miss to experience love. Because that is what is love, sweet children. The first word is sweet children. And am I really believe this is God's word? Do I feel really He's seeing me so sweet and telling me, sweet child, He's really made me sweet. Because I can see he's a snake charmer. I see him like a snake charmer. Snake charmer plays the music,
the flute,
and the snake begins to dance. And he has the art to remove the poisonous sting with a handkerchief or with a special device. And God is really snake charmer. Every day speak sweet children, and I react, I don't experience this. My bitterness is still there, my reactions are still there, but next day Murli comes exactly the thing which I wanted to work and I didn't work. I say, you are really magician. You knew what this mistake I made. So next day attention is there. So when appreciating that Baba knows what I want to change and what. And then He's giving me medicine as well. He's giving me that power. So this thanks to Baba, gratitude for Him, creates love. What we don't have, we are complaining, I am separating myself. And if, for example, God is my mother, and she cooks food for me, and really one day I enjoyed it, that day, another day, and I say, Mama, it was so sweet, nice. Next day, without asking, she cooks for them. I have gone out, she's thinking, she likes this, she cooks for me. This is what God does. If I appreciate and I really enjoy that, next day He gives more sweet. More I enjoy, He gives more. And you begin to enjoy every day's love. As a mother, father, He's always reminding me, inheritance. And I realize, it's not inheritance of the golden age. When I will go, then I will enjoy. But inheritance is at the present time. What God property does not have car, does not have bungalow, does not have money. He does not have anything of this world. His property is His powers. And how much I am able to claim that. And that is my property. And with that is what is reminding me every day. Giving His what powers His are. And do I believe it? It is my inheritance? Or I'm still begging? Where I put myself? How I present? How I actually see? If I'm still a beggar, I will definitely get a basket full of everything. Enough to satisfy me. But I would not have courage to enter the house. Okay, if I'm a servant, I'm serving. Let me go in, enjoy whatever He has. I go in the soul world, I go in the golden age, I enjoy for a short time. But if I am a child and I am not worthy, He is concerned to make me powerful. He is making me worthy. He is giving property and He says, I am teacher to make you worthy. Do I believe this? When I believe this, I am claiming the inheritance now. If I don't believe, I am empty. So this is what it is. Main thing is faith in the intellect. Then you are experiencing is easy, efforts are easy. And when I'm careless, I care less what is giving, I miss it. I'm lazy,
miss it again.
That's why in order to make easy is, believe it is my birthright. I belong to him and his property belongs to me. He's offering me, I should accept it and appreciate it. Efforts are easy. There's no need to make effort actually, because I'm getting it already. Of course, there's a lot of account from the past. Am I earning that much? What happens with majority people find it difficult. A meditation is very good. Murli is also I am enjoying. I am doing service also very good. But next day I am empty. Why it is this? Because I earned a lot. But am I earning that much that I can pay something from the past? Live in the present and create for the future. So effort in this way, not intense effort, are not there. With keeping three aspects in mind. Present we do, we become careless. Few days we do, make promise, determination, and then we are thinking, I'm doing too much.
Especially
I must balance.
Especially New Year's.
So I am balancing only 2 days, but I am not balancing to pay the past. So I am earning 5,000 and I have credit of 50,000. And so I am earning 5,000. How much I am paying from the balance of 50,000? How much I am doing for future? I have to make effort keeping three aspects of time.
So how do I check? Is it the lightness or is it the likeness of my being at that moment?
It's our carelessness, laziness and not honest effort. Karma yoga I do. Do I really do with great love? Or I think others can do it, no? But it's my fortune and I am doing just only so that others can see I am a good. I am doing what they have said. What they have said I did. So what was it? Did I did with my heart? Whatever effort, karma yoga or any effort, yoga, forget okay, karma yoga. I am officer so I will not do that because it's my position is not that. I am good in giving lectures. I am good in doing other activity. But it is also action which brings blessings. I am missing the blessings. I am missing the power of purifying my actions. So my karmic account is not cleared. I am doing not balance. Balance means mind, body, wealth, time, energy. Where I am paying? What I am paying? What I am getting from God? What I am paying? Paying does not mean in the form of physical, in practical. With honesty, with real dedication. That's called the real balance, which brings the bliss. Physically, I am thinking of counting the hours, counting time. But balance is something else. Giving the what past is clarifying that as well.
So, Didi, if I would like to summarize this, to make it look very effortless, and if I have to enjoy what I'm doing for myself, I should be able to see clearly what I have been doing until now. Sometimes it might look that I'm doing enough, but it might not be the truth.
Intention is the main thing. My intention, my attitude, my honesty, and my clean, pure heart. Then Lord is pleased. He gives much more than what I want. We have been reading these blessings for many full month now, and we have to check how much percentage really I have kept my heart clean, or I was selfish, or I was showy, or I wanted some appreciation immediately, or I wanted acknowledgement. So it is really truly when these inner cleanliness or somebody criticized me, corrected me, I avoid. I block my fortune then. So it's a balance, is the value, always value comes with the balance. And value means my time, my energy, my qualities filled with values. Not that they should be valued by others, but it's filled with values, then God accepts. That's what it is, balance. And effort's natural.
Didi, when you were saying, I also picked up that most of the times this happens, that we take up a very nice thought, we want to continue, especially because the year is coming to an end, we will have very nice thoughts and resolutions for the coming year. But as you mentioned, after a certain point of time, the graph, instead of growing upside, it starts going downside. And then after a certain point, when do we leave it? We kind of, you know, leave it and we don't realize that we have already left a resolution many weeks ago. What do you think is going to help us to create practical resolutions that we can achieve? How to analyze or understand my capacity and then design a resolution? Do you have a resolution making mantra?
Just straight question, because the detail I did not understand.
So, how to create good aims for ourselves?
The aim, good aim is actually, Baba is giving me the aim and object of becoming a divine being. And divine being means devta, giving. The good aim is giving, and that means divine virtues. What we have to give to myself and give to others and give in God's qualities. So how much I have become virtuous, to pick up virtue from others, take virtue from Baba and create virtue in myself. Effort is the aim for effort. All virtuous. In every situation, how much with introspection I'm inspecting myself, not inspecting others. Inspecting myself and correcting myself. I realize, but I don't correct. So then it doesn't bring result. So I have to actually do it myself. Not only I wish it, not only I want it, but I will do it, promise to myself. So then when this attention is there, automatically that willpower will increase. So aim is to make it determination, also realization what I need to bring transformation, focusing on it. And then when I'm focusing as a promising, Baba says, you don't have to promise to God, but promise yourself. So that transformation I have to bring, but not with force. The trek is with love, in God's love and for love for my own self. If I'm spoiling my stage and at that time I'm forcing myself without love, I would not achieve much. So it is the aim of keeping my aim is, I have to become the embodiment of quality of that. If my aim is, for example, to become humble, become great, I have to become great, but greatness is humility. How much I am becoming humble? I want to be great, seen by others great, known by others great, or even by God, great Lakshmi Narayan. But it is a balanced with humility. Am I really humble? Am I incognito? Am I selfless? I have high dedication for that. So that quality and aim equally. Humility and greatness are balanced in this way. So soul consciousness, first step. Then virtuous, second step. Third, egolessness. This was Brahmaba. But egoless will balance me in soul consciousness. Egoless makes me soul conscious. Otherwise, I am not soul conscious. So comes back the power of egolessness, becomes soul conscious, and soul consciousness means all the qualities. The balance becomes That is greatness. Selflessness is greatness. Dedication is greatness. So, aim very high, virtues together, bodiless, avyakt consciousness, and perfection action. Pay attention on my action, because that's what my ever aim is there. And then comes back again, that I am receiving, balance, receiving, and giving like this. Sri Lakshmi does not have any weapon in her hand. Sri Lakshmi Narayan, no weapons. This Baba says this, Swadarshan Chakra Chankra, this is your weapons. So Durga, Hanuman, Ganesh, they have many weapons. Because at that time I want to hold that power, or I want to reject others and conquer others. But here I receive and hand over. That's balance. That's the aim. Means Lakshya and Lakshan. Aim and object and virtue, working on that becomes, that's the aim of life.
Wow.
So, perfection. Perfect action, it means free from defect and free from the effect of defect from others. We make perfection, but we very quickly become affected by the defect of others. Then criticism, sensitivity, reaction, so it goes back again, the sickness to the birth. This is why renunciation is needed. Renunciation of renunciation, that is perfection.
Yeah. So the mantra that I take from here is to keep an aim that what I am receiving, am I giving it?
Yeah.
And while I'm giving it, I would definitely start sensing joy.
Giving automatically bringing benefit to me. I don't have to expect.
Yeah.
That's the problem. When I give, expectations are there. No, it's given. It's given, what kind of expectation should be? Because it is bringing already, so I have to have this consciousness. It will bring, but might take time.
So, now I give you an opportunity to ask questions to Didi. So, take the opportunity and... Oh, there are many questions, Didi.
Read it all together and then we finish it.
So, this was, you already replied. I wanted to ask you, what is the definition of newness when everything in drama is already predestined? How do I still make it very new for me? How to make my every moment very new?
Because it is every new time, every second is new, not the old.
But sometimes when we are living in that moment, we do carry our past experiences and kind of make it not so beautiful.
Enthusiasm is new. The things are old. In order to make new means enthusiasm new, vision new, renewing my own understanding. I have to make it new. That will make new. If I keep it old, it will remain old.
So enthusiasm is the key.
Yeah. So in fact it is every moment automatically is new. But if I'm holding old, I don't see new.
And how do I keep my enthusiasm high?
Because it's new is powerful, old is broken. So in order to make myself power, I have to renew it and make myself new. For my self-efforts, for my benefit, I have to make it new. Look it in new way, think it in new way, do it in new way. That's the effort, soul consciousness again.
Oh, this is interesting. This question I wrote before, and today in the afternoon we had a session with the youth, and we were, thanks to Sister Gopi who gave us a task that you have to read Murli at least 5 times. And honestly, sometimes reading Murli more than twice becomes a big task. So how do I, again the question was the same, how do I keep myself focused on the track that reading Murli a good number of times, it's very important. I saw you in 2021 in Gyan Sarovar. You were reading Murali 4 times because it was all COVID time. It was over Zoom. And you would record Murali's in advance for us. And then you would go back in your cottage and again read Murali for some center, for some zone, for some country. And you would read Murali 7 times. Then we had heard Dadi reading Murali 12 times. I mean, how do we start enjoying this?
Because when we are really reading it in love, every time there's new touching, something new you find. And if you read it, and second time reading, the depth is there. Third time you read, the link is there. Fourth time you read, the power is there. Every time something is new, it's not the old Murali. Same Murali, every time you're reading, something new is touching. And so then appreciating, oh, this I did not understand before. And sometime your intellect actually clicks, oh, this is the meaning. So this is actually newness. Sometime it is, I remember, because many Murlis I have heard directly, I remember the scene. That is great joy for me. And the more I read, it's benefit. When I'm reading Murali, I'm not reading to anybody else.
You're reading for yourself.
I am reading to myself. I'm not reading Murali, I am hearing Murali. This is what my consciousness. If I'm reading Murali, when I read, there is something, direction, immediately that person will come in my mind. If somebody has made some mistake, I will think of that. My link is broken. Next point I would not catch from the Murali. This is I pay attention. Baba is speaking to me, not to anybody else. And every time there's something new is enjoyed. And believing Baba is speaking to me, how great is my fortune, God is speaking to me. This is why I enjoy it. I'm not reading, I'm listening. And so more and more, and you listen, the more you get benefit from it. This is empty.
Yeah, the empty one was for the empty one was for everybody to enjoy filling it with their question. So we are there almost on the time. If there's someone who would like to ask a question. Or maybe you would like to share a point that you like or something that touched you. Or maybe, Diti, this is the right time where you share your inspirations for the coming year. How do we prepare for tomorrow, especially when tomorrow is Baba's day and the way of meeting Baba has changed from time to time. How do we prepare to have a very powerful experience tomorrow?
In fact, from Madhuvan, already plan has come from Madhuvan for the whole month of January, because January month is the new start again. It is our aim, how we have to follow Baba, what Brahma Baba practiced, how he practiced, how he spoke to himself, how he spoke to Baba, how he kept remembering his relationship with Baba, how he gave himself the titles different, from shoe to the crown jewel, right? I'm a crown jewel. And I am
a long boot.
In relationship, a man is calling himself wife. Interesting. Right? I am landlady. My flat, in my flat, I have given him. So he entertained himself. So actually, sometime titles, sometime virtues, sometime speaking to the self, and sometime practicing different things what Baba has given. So in fact, this month of January, every day is a different direction for practice. And so I think we are going to read that. And everywhere is going to be read that. So if we pay attention to this, that's what the homework I would think for the new year, which has come from Madhuvan, power filled in it. We are working together, not only for the self, but for others as well. And when we are focusing, main thing is, now is the time to create vibrations. The time for speech, the time for lectures, the time for other things, no. And vibrations are actually the inner energy of which what I am focusing and thinking inside, what I am communicating with others. So then automatically changing vibrations, glorifying Baba through transformation. God cannot be glorified without transformation. God is known to everyone. Why what I want to glorify Him? God does not want to be glorified, is enough glorified. But it is He wants us to glorify, and that's why whatever still traces are there or roots are still there, I need to uproot them. That's what it is, the main. So that they don't grow again and again. We have been cutting the branches of the tree, but it's the attention is deep meditation, collective meditation, focus on with concentration, solitude, collectively to uproot with that power the things we want to transform. So transformation, purification is God's glorification, not it is Brahman's glorification. Through that God is revealed.
And I really like the aspect that that's the time to create vibrations.
Yeah.
And this is the seva that we all need to look up to and be there.
Yeah.
So also we are right on time to create a powerful vibration.
Mm. Yeah.
And we will invite you to share your good vibrations with the world. Thank you, Didi. Thank you so much for taking us into the depths of the loving wisdom you carry, and also helping me asking you difficult questions, but making it very easy for us to understand. And thank you everyone for sharing your good energy right now with us. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Just a minute of silence and then Toli.